This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, procedures back there and dogs remember toys. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Announcing the latest in GPS, in-car information systems.
Turn right. Okay, this is your street.
This system employs the golden voice of media darling Chick McGee.
Now proceed to your address. Pull in the driveway and park the car.
Chick takes you every step of the way.
Now, walk up the steps, open the door, go up the hallway, turn right. There's the couch. Okay, lay down.
Yes.
Introducing NapQuest.
Yeah!
What a day I'm having. I'm exhausted.
NapQuest with Chick McGee. Who better?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a special announcement just for
Reno.
Reno Collier. That's right. He's getting a Dude Wipes gift bag.
Hell yeah. All
right. Yeah. Damn right he is.
I'll use it in the parking lot.
Of all the flavors. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Thank you very much.
And in all truth,
wipe that ass. 1890 was the toilet paper roll, and 1930 was when we finally got rid of this.
No, I think it's 1847. I remember that.
Okay.
We took a
when confronted with the fact.
I think
look it up again. I know.
1857.
Ah, there he goes. Before Lincoln. I knew
1857.
It. Lincoln wiped his behind with toilet paper, Tom.
Yeah, but I'm.
And he slept on a bed with springs in it.
Yes, but you're the point.
With another man.
And a dude.
That's right.
Let's get on that.
That's why they called, and a heater under.
I got all day to hear that
story. That's why they called him Abraham Lincoln.
You're sure they did. Oh. Now, when did they get rid of the splinters in the TP?
1930.
Think about that. That means like Babe Ruth had. No wonder he ran like that.
I don't think he had a solid poop in his life.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Yeah, with all the whiskey he drank.
Whiskey and ribs.
Yeah. I just let it roll right out.
Oh.
You know, he called everybody.
Hey, babe.
It's loose.
Called everybody dad because he didn't want to remember anybody's name.
Can we change the subject?
Really?
We've talked enough about poop today.
No, oddly enough, no.
I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We do have Reno Collier here with us. He's a distinguished Southern gentleman. And he did explain that he did have a colonoscopy yesterday, and I applaud you for doing that. I'm a little bit upset you didn't bring the photos.
I don't have them. I would have.
We would have put them front and center on our social media.
Yeah.
But that's an important procedure. I'm glad you had it done. I'm glad everything was fine.
Yeah, man.
And are they going to give you the polyps to put in a jar in your?
I think so. I hope so.
Oh, no, they're not going to do that.
They're not. That's thank you, Pat. It's a biohazard.
Is it really?
We've if you drink them.
I don't even know what a polyp is. A polyp just like a little,
mushroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
They're like a skin tag inside your intestines.
Yeah, like a tip of your finger.
Welcome to medical school dropout.
You know how much I know about medicine. My wife went before all this. Like, you need to get your prostate checked, and I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, she's like, get your prostate checked. I'm like, okay. She's like, I go, why don't you get yours?
You know, I didn't know. Have one.
I know. I didn't know. I thought it was just part of your butt.
What a surprise!
I'm not gonna say it.
What a surprise that would be if she did have one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we'd really throw it.
You know, in today's world, it's possible.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's a different time. Damn it!
Women
are bitching freaks.
I don't know who's who when I'm banging.
Starbucks. I say, hey,
well, all
you,
I can say is after two shots. Tight is tight.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah. It's dark on a Greyhound bus.
I love that book.
Christy?
Tom?
What do you got over there?
Scientists have found that dogs are able to remember the names of their toys for up to 2 years.
What a great thing this is.
Yeah, but it seems obvious to me.
Really? After 2 years?
Yes, dogs are smart.
A dog knows... one of my dogs is very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knows, go get your ball, he brings you the ball. Yep. Go get your monster, he brings you the monster.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I love this stuff. Yeah. You remember my dog, Duffy.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
We don't. Once again, your memories aren't our memories.
Every time I tell a story, you go, I've heard it before.
Because I've heard it before.
Not remembering how radio works. We've been hanging around for a while.
No, I honestly don't remember. I don't remember hearing about Duffy.
If guests ever came to our house.
Were you a kid?
Yeah, if they had a suitcase, Duffy would immediately vomit.
Thinking really? That he was going somewhere?
Yes, thinking that...
They were
on the suitcase?
No, he would just barf wherever he was.
On your mom?
Because he...
I bet it wasn't your dad, because he's just sitting there. He couldn't get away.
Reno, my father, had polio. He was in a wheelchair, which Chick finds hilarious.
Mr. Potter!
He threw up because he thought you guys were leaving.
Yes, because when he was a little puppy, we packed...
Mr. Griswold!
We sent him off to a kennel, and he hated it. And
I see.
So, but doggies, they have a good memory, and this proves it.
I have never seen this before. An ethologist, do you know what that is?
I don't either,
conducted an experiment wherein they taught toy names to several dogs.
That's a gig I want then. If that's all you do is sit around playing with dogs all day, sign me up.
Then hid the toys away for 2 years. After 2 years, the dogs were brought back in, showed each of the toys before they were mixed in with ones that were more familiar to them. The dogs were then asked to retrieve the test toys by calling out the associated name.
By smell, maybe?
There must be
something
in there, too.
No, you're missing the point. They would say...
I've turned you off.
Well, that's because you don't appreciate facts. They're saying, pick up... What do you call it?
Yeah, pick up
monster.
Pick up monster. We have monster. Pick up monster.
And they're going to go get that one out of an array of toys that have been laid out
for them.
What
Chick is suggesting,
after 2 years.
That the dog can go and smell
his toy.
His toy.
Her toy.
Right.
But they've given them more than one.
And right. They put them in with toys that were still familiar
to
them.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, according to this study, they were accurate 44% of the time. Some had an accuracy rate of up to 60%.
Wait a minute. 44% of the time?
By definition.
It's not like they're doing taxes.
44% of the time is inaccurate.
Exactly. It's the definition
against
of inaccurate.
They do that against the statistical random error thing.
But we believe this. Of course we believe this. We've all had dogs, and they love their toys, and sure, they remember.
Researchers concluded that the dog's ability to remember toy names for 2 years indicates that they have stored the names in their long-term memory.
And also, 2 years, you're not going to say, in 2 years and one day, the dog doesn't just forget. That's an arbitrary...
Yes.
It would be pretty funny if when they took the toys away, the guy takes the toys away, he comes back to the room, and the dog goes... You a-hole. You took away my toys. It's a sweet story, isn't it?
Dog guts
everything.
Yeah,
we like dogs, yes.
Oh, my dog's gut everything, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't had a toy that's made it.
Yeah, well, and we don't either.
Will he keep the pelt, if you will?
He keeps the pelt.
Yeah.
So we have, like, empty chicken thing sacks laying around. And he also, he'll go and get just my sock only when I'm home. He never does this unless I'm home. He goes and gets my sock and takes off running with it until I chase him around. And my wife will go, you want something? Like, I was trying to be cool to him. I love this dog, right? But I go on the road, so the dog loves her more. So I'm sitting there, and she feeds him people food, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. But then I wanted him to love me more, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give him potato chip. Give him a potato chip. He spits it back out at me.
Oh, my.
And I hear my wife go, he likes sour cream and onion ranch dip on it. I'm like, you suck. Like, you're giving him dip? She goes, he won't eat it unless you put the dip on it.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Oh, God. This dog loves her. Yeah.
Well, she feeds him all the time.
She does.
There.
And I want him to feel that way to protect her and, be.
Yeah, but
just when you think your dog's really smart, then you're out walking him and he goes and eats a turd.
My dogs don't do that, fortunately.
That's not being dumb. That's just their
natural
preference.
Well, whatever dog food that dog had, they like better.
He's used to what my wife's cooking.
One of my dogs eats turds if it has the ranch onion dip
that's
on
right.
it.
Oh, yeah. Picky.
Yeah, he's picky. Oh, that's terrible.
I read this article. That's right. I'm a reader of articles.
Yes, you are.
It said that dogs, I had a dog that would, whenever I got home, would grab his favorite toy and just run around the house. And we've all seen, I think, dogs do that.
Sure.
What I found out, or what this article said, was what they're doing is grabbing their favorite toy and presenting it to you as a gift, in a way, of...
We're so glad you're home.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Please play
welcome,
with me.
Welcome back type right? thing.
Oh, maybe that's the sock. Maybe.
It might be, yeah.
Oh, that isn't the sock you deposit the DNA in, is it?
Good God, dude.
Good God, dude. that's
our reaction. Aren't we supposed to hide those things?
I'm so sorry.
That's how we feel, too, Rhea.
Do you name your dog toys?
Yeah, I just said we have Monster. We have Ball. What else do we have?
Well, it's normally what the toy is, isn't it?
Yeah, or Snake.
Go get Birdie. Or,
Snake. Go get Snake.
Josh, do you name your cat toys?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you name your butt plugs?
Oh, my.
I do have names for my butt plugs, yes.
People names? That's funniest.
Yeah, I have Dennis. And I have Rhonda. And
do you have Butch for those?
And it's really kind of odd, because don't you have one named Reno?
I do. Yeah, yeah. No. He's got a beard.
Mm-hmm. It's a bobblehead.
would that be considered an insult?
Yes.
I don't know. It's complimentary in a way.
It's tricky. I mean,
no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah. Do you ever have something you stick up your butt named Reno? That's not complimentary.
if you really love it.
You know, when I think about you, I think about shoving something up. You know what I mean?
It makes me feel good.
Notice how I stopped and I didn't say the word, Josh.
Thank you.
You're a missman.
Okay.
Hey, a woman got quite the shock after her cat returned home 4 days after he had been cremated. According to the Darlington and Stockton Times, Miss Nikki Knight was on vacation.
You buried it where the ground was sour.
Yeah, when she learned that her beloved cat, Ted, had been found dead back home in
Ted
North Yorkshire.
Is dead.
Sometimes Ted is better.
She got the news beside her hotel pool when she checked her doorbell camera and saw her neighbor's children holding up Ted's distinctive black and white
body. They thought this cat was cremated.
Ms. Knight arranged to have Ted's body collected and cremated. However, 4 days later, her cat sitter was stopping by to check on Ms. Knight's other cat when Ted sauntered in through the cat flap and deposited a dead mouse on the floor.
Hey, here you go.
Ms. Knight still collected the ashes of Ted's doppelganger, placed in a bin labeled Not Dead Ted, and has been trying to locate the cat's owner.
Oh, let that person be. Don't tell him.
Yeah. Let him think that the cat ran off and is living a life of fun.
Yeah.
I just think that'd be a great band name. Not Dead Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there like Fred said, what is the one?
Right Said Fred.
Right yeah. Said Fred.
I'm mm-hmm. too sexy for me.
Oh, that's a great song.
Too sexy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not Dead Ted.
Too sexy.
I didn't know people cremated. Cats.
That's, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's some hot pussy, cat.
That's an insane, sane. Boy, a couple
Thomas.
Words there. That's
just the ear wrong.
That's a wild thing to say.
It's hard to understand. There was love in this man. I'm sure.
Is this Freddy?
Freddy's
yeah.
dead.
This is Freddy.
Freddy's dead.
You know my complaint about this?
That's what I said.
Hey, gave away the movie?
The ultimate spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Man, that was a great album.
Yeah, go to McDonald's, get the Freddy's Dead cup. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. A family cat that went missing from his home in Texas 2 years ago has been found in Massachusetts. According to the Humane Society in Springfield, Mass., the cat named Shoto disappeared during S-H-O-T-O.
Okay.
Easy.
Disappeared during...
Well, we had the guy yesterday named...
Sheeta? S-H-I-T-T-A.
Disappeared during a particularly cold January in 2022. This week,
it was bone cold.
Brought in as a stray to the shelter, where staff scanned his microchip and discovered he was 2,000 miles from home.
That's wild.
After getting the call, owner Carla drove the 52-hour round-trip journey to pick up Shoto and bring him back home.
I have to go pick up
Shoto. That's amazing.
How he ended up in Massachusetts will forever be... a secret.
Load me up with palm oils and corn nuts.
Trying to get away from her.
Yeah. I don't know where the cat thing is going.
Yeah. Just running away.
Yeah, you can imagine what a crazy
honey,
cat lady.
Come here, honey.
You talk about your crazy cat lady. She hops in the car and drives all the way. But it's a sweet story. Kind
you
of a Disney.
You wouldn't drive to get your cat.
Of course.
Of course you would. No, they're smart enough to go. They're smart enough to come back.
Probably got on one of those buses. They were taking all the folks from Texas to Massachusetts and dumping them there. Hey, get out, everybody. You take the cat there.
Aren't we blessed to have pets?
Yes, I love my
except cats, yeah.
Will you get over that?
No, I won't.
It's impossible to get over, Josh.
Well, you had cats, didn't you?
Once? Yeah, no.
Yes, you did.
No.
You grew up with a cat.
And she had cats.
And you admitted that you would pet them and love them.
Only if I didn't, I was beaten. Is it any wonder?
Yeah, now I understand why you don't care for cats.
You pet that baby.
Boy, oh boy.
Pat, can you tell that story? You probably can't about...
Oh, God.
Which one?
You know, the time you slept with my mom?
referencing the deceased pets and the date you had. Is that...
Which one? There's the where I accidentally...
Didn't you go on a date with a woman whose job was to...
Oh, my gosh, the crematory lady. Yeah,
yeah, she worked at a pet crematorium.
Yeah, that was a rough date.
That was only one and done, huh?
One and done, yeah.
Yeah.
She always smelled like Texas Roadhouse.
Here's the thing. It was her job to do the cremation of all the animals up in Toledo there, like big ones, small ones, and she was very passionate about her work, and she described how hot it was back there. And
man. I'm asking a serious question. Would they come in frozen?
I assume they would come in frozen, yeah. I don't know.
No, they'll pick them up. I got a buddy that owns a thing that does that with like horses and
horses.
So yeah, they'll pick up anything.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's a nice service.
Honestly.
I know it is because it keeps people from having to do it to animals they love. So it's kind of because I was the same way. I was like, dude, what do you do? How do you do this? And he's like, look, man. He goes, the thing is, you show up and people are like, please just take.
They don't want
horse.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
You don't want to know. You just want to have. The angels of mercy people come.
I didn't realize that.
They just have to use a backhoe for a horse, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. They buried him out in the...
They're really heavy.
In North Dakota, there's a ranch that we went to that this guy has, he sells bulls to like the rodeo and stuff.
Yeah.
And he has a cemetery for the bulls with headstones and everything.
Wow.
Like the years that they were world champion he buried them and the things. Pretty cool.
That is kind of cool.
It is cool. So he loves them.
They have that same thing in somewhere in New Jersey with past heavyweight champions.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Ezra Charles, there's Jersey Joe Walton.
I love the name Ezra Charles. That's so great.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't think Ali's there. But
the champion bulls, they don't eat them then to be...
No. No. Those bull riding guys, this guy that I'm trying to think of his name. I was just there a few weeks ago and when a bull dies, they treat them beautifully.
With the respect they've earned.
Yeah. And then these bull riders and stuff, they love these bulls, you know, especially the people that raise them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they take great care. They're out there and they have range, you know, free range to run. And it's kind of cool.
It's a wild lifestyle. Yeah.
Those bull riders are badass, dude. Yeah.
I'm assuming that the Budweiser horses, the famous Clydesdales, I assume they probably have a very lavish graveyard with, you know, they even trim around the stones with those.
Yeah.
I don't know about that because you'll notice when you go downtown St. Louis, there are two buildings of note. You have the Anheuser-Busch Brewery there.
Right.
And the Ralston Purina building, not too far away. That's a short drive.
Sorry.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.